So it's Ganesha Puja, birthday of Ganesha. So we thought we'd do a little special Ganesha class, which is kind of perfect because it's also the Jewish high holidays, New Year, days of awe. In the Jewish calendar, it's the beginning of the new year. And since Ganesha is the blesser of new beginnings, how perfect to do a little Ganesha celebration during the high holy days of Rosh Hashanah. So I'm going to tell you a little story. Vakratunda, who we were just chanting this Vakratunda mantra, is the simplest way to say it. It's one of the aspects of Ganesha. It's considered, some systems, as the first incarnation of Ganesha. Doesn't really matter. It's a mythological deity field. It's an internal archetype. But in the stories, Vakratunda is very interesting. Vakratunda is the aspect of Ganesha that has 5 heads and 10 arms, which is an elephant that's many trunks, many ears. It's a very luminous, potent form of Ganesha, which is already an extremely luminous, potent deity field. And Vakratunda defeats a demon whose name escapes me in this moment, Matsa or something or other, Asura, something like that. And this is a demon that is the, how shall we say, it's greed. It's greed, it's envy, it's jealousy, it's that constellation. Of impediments to living in the luminosity of the self. And this demon dude, he gets a boon, as they always do, from Shiva and probably Vishnu, maybe Indra, I forget, it doesn't really matter. The demons always get boons from the gods, thereby demonstrating the infallibility of even the divine. And so this demon, this greed, this force of greed is indestructible. And we all know the story, yeah? We all live with our own version of greed, envy, jealousy, desire. They're all branches on the wondrous tree of desire. And I think greed has a particularly clingy, sticky, and there's also kind of, well, there's always, I mean, there's fear and desire. There's that fear of not having, there's the fear of separation. But greed, I think, is particularly sticky. Greed, you know, gives rise to envy and jealousy and all those lovely impediments to feeling comfortable in our own skin. And this force field of Vakratunda, he doesn't even have to do anything, he just appears. And the demon is just completely undone, has a complete and total meltdown. And goodbye, greed. So it's a very good energy field to cultivate because we all wrestle with various degrees of greed, envy, jealousy, desire. I mean, what is it really? It's just not being comfortable in one's own skin. Being what we might call twisted out of shape, twisted out of alignment with the self. I've been thinking a lot about the notion of being twisted lately, because vakra means twisted. So Vakratunda is the twisted trunk. And last week we were reading from the Ashtavakra Gita, and Ashtavakra was another mythological figure who was born with 8 twists in his body, his legs, his arms, forget what else, but he's quote-unquote deformed, not conforming to the normal way human beings look. So Ashtavakra was the 8 twisted. So I've been thinking a lot about twists, twisting. And you know, when we do asana, there are wonderful twists that twist us into lovely alignment. But we get untwisted also, you know, we get twisted all, twisted up inside. We get all twisted out of touch with ourself. We get all just twisted up, tweaked and twisted. And obviously we all know this, the goal of spiritual practice, if we're going to put a goal on it, would be to untwist us into the luminosity of being. So think of Vakratunda, you know, untwisting. Think of the twisting, untwisting force inside of you that's just pure luminosity. Think of Kundalini coiling around inside of you, and in its spiraling, twisting way, it's actually untwisting you from any twisting that creates impediments to the flow of being. Yeah. A little trippy, kind of like the chant. But you get my drift. So maybe work with that contemplation while we chant the mantra Om Namah Shivaya. And then we'll sit for a bit, and then maybe I'll read you a little bit more.